And Chavruta, it's good to be back together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, to prepare for Shabbos. First of all, before we begin tonight, it's a tremendous list just looking around to see the punim that are straight back from Avir Da'ara, the Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, to bring into our house. It means so much. It means so much to me that you bring that here. It's something very, very special. And Mir Tashem, that's a Kedusha that shouldn't leave you. You know, you had to come back for the meantime, for the summer, to be with Mishpacha a little bit, to hopefully do some special things over the summer. But all that you've gained is who you are. You should only continue to grow. And Mir Tashem, you and all of us together, we will be back in Eretz Yisrael. Mamish Bakarov, Mir Tashem Mishpacha. Before anything else, I also want to wish a very special mazel tov to Shmuel Chassan, who's been a very special member of the Shir. You will continue to be a member of the Shir. You don't ever stop being a member of the Shir. You could ask Mordechai is here, and we'll get to in a few moments. It's Yitzchak Natano, but you never stop being a member of the Shir. But for me personally, you know, Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of talmidim, and I love each dearly. But everyone knows the Thursday night Shir is a special chevra, and there's something very special about being together and learning together and growing together. And Shmuel's been a part of this year for many years and will continue to be, but Mir Tashem, it's a big schus that will be zeicha to be by your chasen Mir Tashem a week from tonight. Looking forward myself. It should be zeicha that you and your Kal and Risa should be by Sam Yisrael. Mali simcha, mali bracha. The simcha you have a week from tonight should be the small simcha of your life, Mir Tashem.
Amen.
And also special mazel tov, he's not with us, Baruch Hashem, because it was literally like an hour and a half ago that he had his bechor, but a special mazel tov to another member of the Shir, and that's a raya that you continue to be a member of the Shir, and he comes very often, Baruch Hashem, Shuan Or HaKoyim, special Talmud who I love dearly, and who had his first son, his bechor, tonight, with his heilige wife, Patya. They should be zoicha, lachnisa, lebrisal, ba'avar, vina, bita, vizmano, the gadol, the toyrul, chub matan toyv, and only have tremendous nachas from the bechor always.
Amen.
So before we begin the shir, tonight's shir. Leo, bring a seat here. No, bring over here. Okay, fine. Before we begin tonight's shir, tonight's Torah, tonight's chizik, tonight's delicious kiddush, which was an extra surprise, sponsored by my Talmud, Yudid Nafshi, who knows he's much more like a son than Talmud, Yitzchak Natano, and his Eishes Chayil Liat. And it's very, very... Oh, come and bring chairs. There's room over here, Chavre, if you need. I don't know.
Don't be shy.
Bring chairs and come over here.
Cheers.
And there's room on this side. There's some chairs open. So Yitzchak Natano sponsoring tonight. It's not just that he's sponsoring tonight, which itself is always special. But he's sponsoring tonight. I want everyone to understand. And some would have some busha for me to say what I'm about to say, but I know Yitzchak Natano understands deeply how important it is for everyone to learn from this. I would suggest, he's going to be upset at me for this, but I would suggest that everybody in this room, every single one of us at the end of Shir tonight, go over Yitzchak Natano as for a bracha. That's what I suggest. I'm going to. I would suggest. Because Chazal says, "B'malkom shabal tshuva omdim, feel tzaddik and gemurim yefshar lamud." And what Yitzchak Natano is celebrating in about an hour from now, right? It's June 11th, exactly, right? In about an hour from now, his 3-year anniversary, but not just, it's not his 3-year anniversary, it's about another couple months, his 1-year anniversary with his Eishes Chayil, not that type of anniversary. It's his 3-year anniversary of being completely sober. And I'm not going to go through, I mean, we could, but we're not going to go through the whole storyline of his battle and his journey through years. That was right there by his side, through all of it, I think. And, you know, people don't understand that machla. If you're not in it, you don't understand it. As much as you think from the outside, you might have a little glimpse, and maybe if somebody dabbled in this stuff a little bit, but you don't know until you're in it what type of real machla it is. It's a very serious machla. And to be able to overcome and to be able to be successful and to be able takes the strongest gvura, Ezu Gibar Akoivish Yisro, right? Ezu Gibar Akoivish Yisro, the strongest self-control. And we're all searching for the self-control in all various areas. It's just a matter of what area it is. So we all have to have that similar self-control. But when you battle it for so long and it grabs hold of you for so long and you're a prisoner to it for so long, and to come out victorious and rebuild a life of simcha, a life of bracha, a life with an incredible Eishes Chayil by your side, I want you to know, I mean, Mamisha, you know, there are no words what nachas have from you. There are no words. And what this means, and what 3 years is a chazaka, right? We know this. 3 years is a chazaka. And Meretz Hashem, it's a chazaka of strength for you, and everyone should learn. Whether you've, Baruch Hashem, if you're not battling that, Baruch Hashem. So this is all that we battle, to take the chizik, to be in the presence of somebody that had a strong battle and won. And for those who are struggling or know of people struggling this battle, this should be a chizik that you could do it. If you want to and if you put enough of an effort in, we all could do it in all the areas of our life. So, Mirza Hashem, you should continue to grow and continue to have simcha with liat and bracha and continue just to make all love you so proud and make the Rabbanu Shalom proud. And we should all just in all our own ways have that same gevura of being koyv shari yitzhar, Rebbez Hashem is barach. Simchim bracha. So, chaver, tonight we entered into Tammuz. We entered into the month of Tammuz, and Tammuz and the summer itself are difficult months for Ruchnius. Tammuz is Shivas or Tammuz. Tammuz, if you know a little bit, those of us that daven Nusach Svard, so in our Shmon Esrei of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we had a pasuk with the Tzeruf of Shem Havaya. We've mentioned this many times at this table. For those who are new to this, you know, each month has a special connection to one of the 12 Tzerufim, the 12 ways that you could write out Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, in order Yud Kei Vav Kei, or Hei Hei Vav Yud, or Yud, you know, right? Yud Vav Hei Hei, you understand? So, for example, Nisan is the pasuk of Nisan is Seder, the Seder is Yismichu Hashemayim V'Sogel Aretz. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei in order. And when Yud Kei Vav Kei is in order, it's the most Rachamim, it's mercy. Right? That's the name that we're used to. That's the name that we see in our Seder. We don't pronounce it, but that's the name that we know of Hashem, which is Hayyoh V'Yeh. He was, He is, He will always be the biggest name of mercy. When you flip Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards, that's the most din. It's taking Rachamim and turning it around. The 1 month where Yud Kei Vav Kei is completely backwards is the month of Tammuz. It's not even Av, because Av already, we'll see, we'll talk about it, Av is when Mashiach is born, and Av is already of Tubav, and we're looking towards for the second half of the month. Tammuz is, unfortunately, has been over generations, old Tsaris. And therefore, it's, the pasuk is Zeh, from, we should all be familiar, Megillas Esther, Zeh enenu shaveli. Zeh hei enenu vav shava hei li. So it's Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards, hei vav hei yud. Sofei Tevos. And the summer for each and every one of us, if we're honest, obviously, you know, in the world, a lot of people look forward to the summer, to chill, nice weather. But Beruchni is, it's dangerous. The nice weather means no longer is it, you know, so sometimes a lot of us are only battling Shmir Sanayim because we have a pornography machine in our pocket. But now we have to battle Shmir Sanayim anytime we walk out in the streets. Anytime we walk outside, because people think it's hot outside, so you don't have to wear clothing anymore. So you have to battle. You have to battle. It's difficult. And then no longer in the summer, we're not in yeshiva in the same way. That's why so many chevers back married to Yisrael. So you don't have the structure of yeshiva. You don't have the structure of shiurim and chavrusas and the sviva, the environment. It's a more difficult time this summer, Beruchnius. And it's a difficult time, and that's embodied by Tammuz. But what's our avodah? So the Arizal teaches us the deepest Torah. Ben Yisrael brings us down. But the Arizal tells us, this is starting with some deep Torah. We're going to get, that's all, I don't know what we're going to get, actually. But you have the Shem, the way we pronounce Shem Havayah is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, right? That Shem of Hashem. And each of those letters has a miloi. A miloi is how you pronounce the letter, right? So Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei, and Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tav, and Nun is Nun Vav Nun, and Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. So if you have four letters, you have basically 12 letters, really, with the miloi. And each of those letters is connected another month of the year. So Nisan, Iyar, Sivan would be the Aleph Lamed Pei of Aleph. So Tammuz and Av is Dalet Lamed, of the Dalet, right? What's Dalet Lamed? Dull, to be lowly, to be impoverished. But comes the Hilchos B'nei Sasachar and says dull can mean something else. Maybe inherently and naturally it's dull. We're entering into a low month. But in Kapitel Lamed of Tehillim, we say, Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani. Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani. Hashem lifts me up. Dilisani there means He lifts me up. Because when we're very low, that's the place of lifting up. You lower a pail to lift up water. So dull doesn't mean low. It sometimes means low, but it also means to lift up. So our Avodah B'nei Yisrael tells us, Chevra, is that as we enter into this month of Tammuz, and we enter into a month that's sometimes very difficult, Baruch Nias, our Avodah is to be nepach miyagun l'simcha. Our Avodah is to turn it around. And turn it around to a time of simcha. And we can do it all individually. And collectively. And we can ensure that all that we've gained this entire year, we continue into the year. Into the summer months as well. And we imagine if in the time when there's so many sionos, in the time when there's so many trials and tribulations, we're still strong. Imagine what we can achieve. Imagine who we could be. If we're still koveit in the Torah, if we're still davening with minyanim with kavana, if we have shmir sanayim in the summer, imagine what that could be and how much more so we can grow. So how specifically? What should be the focus? So let's learn, Chavir. Ready? Whose yahrzeit is this upcoming Matzah Shabbos Sunday, Gimel Tammuz. We're already within the 3 days before, so we're mamish. Everyone should go. Listen, I suggest everyone should go on the yahrzeit itself, but if it's a little crazy there, and if you want to get into that, because you daven by the oil, already 3 days before and 3 days after is the shlemus of the yahrzeit. You could go tonight already. Go after Shira and daven by the Rebbe. Big Indian. You'll see big skulas from these tefillas. The Babich Rebbe taught us, and we say it all the time, you have to live with the parsha. And this is really, right now, as we're entering the Tammuz, beginning of the summer, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a parsha, Korach, to teach us how to be matzliach. How to be matzliach. How is that? You know, many times we've spoken about, over the years, the power and the koyach of a name. That our names carry with it the essence of who we are. A name is not just what we call each other, what we go by. A name has koiches. That's why you have to take it very seriously. Yeshua and Baya, they're going to name a son, Amir Tashem. And 1 week from now, you have to think about what koiches you want to put into that name. Okay, Mordechai Sheikh said, because we discussed many of his children's names, I remember very well. Because it's mamish, it's not just, I like how this name sounds. There's deep koiches. And if we understood all of our names, we'd understand who we are, what our Milos are, what our chisronos are, what we need to work on. It's all there. It's all there. Shema Garam, it's a Gemara in Brach, Shema Garam. Our name, Mamish, has an effect on our mazel and who we are. The Korach obviously was a big Rasha. Korach was a terrible Rasha. Korach was somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to create a whole new world to punish him. We don't find before, we don't find after, a whole new world. So within the name of Korach, we already see his downfall. Chassam Sofer points out that Korach was one of the names of the Alufei Esav. One of the Alufei Esav, one of the generals of Esav, was Korach. And Chassam Sofer says that already instilled within him Tumah. Now, by the way, it doesn't mean that he couldn't have overachieved that. He couldn't have pushed and been matzliach. It's not like a death sentence because you have a name with a bad Korach in it. It meant you had to work hard to, but he didn't. But within that was already his koyach hara, his koyach atoma was in that name that came from Esav. He, in other words, he had the mahus of Esav within him. The Chazam Sofer is saying, and what is that mahus? So I'll tell you, chevra. The pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Chaf, Rabba shachnan ola nafshi im soinei shalom. So long as my soul been living, been dwelling with those who hate peace. The Medrash in Sonei Shalom says, you know who's Sonei Shalom? You know who hates peace? Esav hates peace. Esav is the force connected peace. That's why you see, what's the gematria of Shalom? Chevra, what's the gematria of Shalom? 376. What's the gematria of Esav? 376. Esav is mamish, the force connected Shalom. And now we start to understand already what was Korach all about. Korach was all about Machlokes. Machlokes is the force connected Shalom. So who's the one connected Shalom? Esav. And that's what was instilled within Korach already. Now we have to understand, it sounds very simple. Okay, Shkoyach is Machlokes, we want Shalom. Shem Yivarech Zamo B'Shalom. It's like peace. We don't want, no one's fighting in our houses. No one's fighting amongst each other. It's much, much deeper than that. Shalom is like everything we want in the world, Chavra. Like everything that we want is Shalom, and everything that we don't want is the antithesis of Shalom, is Machlokes. Machlokes doesn't just mean, by the way, between two people. Yes, it was Korach, can I get Moshe, can I get Aaron? We have so much Machlokes often going on within ourselves, where we're fighting and pulled between our Yetzer Tov and our Yetzer Hara. We're fighting against our temptations and our immoral thoughts that are pulled through the secular world that we live in, and we have machlokes going in within ourselves, and that causes machlokes on the exterior between other people. What do we want more than anything else? More than anything else, we want is Shalom. If you stop and think about it, what we want more than it, just to have peace, to have peace of mind, to be peace within yourself, to feel good about yourself, to have peace with every person that you have a relationship with. There's nothing we want more than Shalom. Tell the chaver, you know, three nights ago, I had a very special schas. I was on the senior trip, which many in this room have gone on in their lives, and a few of the chavras in the room right now were on with me this year. And chaver knows the senior trip. Well, most of the chaver knows. Not everyone here. All the dires chaver knows that our senior trip. We go to Virginia Beach. Okay, some of the people missed out on that. You guys, you're owed it. You guys, I don't know. We got to do it or something. How about we just do in Ukraine instead? I think. Forget about it. Russia. Well, nice, Virginia Beach. Now, I have no idea why we go to Virginia Beach. I mean, it's a great trip and a lot of fun, but we basically travel 7 hours to do a lot of things we could do 2 hours away. Like, I'm pretty sure we have bowling here, and baseball fields, and basketball courts, and kayaking. Okay, you can get decent kayaking 2 hours away. You go to Delaware, you know. You don't have to go to the Chvesnesh, the swamp that they take us to over there, you know. And what else? Amusement park, you know. I mean, is that much better than Great Adventures? I don't know, like, you have in Trenton, you have Great Adventures. You have to go to Busch Gardens, okay. Lameis, it's exciting for guys, you know, teenagers excited to travel somewhere far, so they torture their abeim and sit on a bus for 7 hours. Okay, Lameis, it is what it is. Emes is have a great time, just being with the guys. It's always special just to be with Chevra, to be with Hamidim, who I love. And to play ball together, and to sing together, and to be together. But it's become, what I try to do, often I take guys, but so late at night, you know, obviously we go to Virginia Beach, never to go on the beach, right? Like, we don't, it's like, that's also a funny thing. Like, we're going to Virginia Beach, we don't let anyone go on the beach, obviously. It's like Preetzville over there, you know? So, I happen personally, and some of the Chevra knows about it, I love the beach. Like, it's one of the things that's so hard being from, maybe one of the only things, is that I love the beach. And it's, inherently, there's nothing wrong with the beach. The beach is beautiful. It's just that there are many people on the beach that's us there to be with at that time. So it's rare that I get to be in the beach. So I go early in the morning once in a while. I go late, like in the afternoon, in some places you could find. But I love the water and the sand, and just like, I love just being, like, when you're at the beach, you're like just with the Rabbeinu Shel. You know, because it's all Yesh Me'ayin. We're so used to this world of physical things that are man-made. Now, obviously, all of that came from the Rosh Hashanah, but it's all Yesh Me'yesh. And at the beach, it's all like straight from Hashem. Like, exactly how it was created. And you could connect, you could feel Hashem in a different way there. It's like something incredible. And I happen to love the water and being in the water. So this particular year, second night, I happened to take a lot of guys down to the beach for a while. But both nights, I ended the night by myself on the beach. Both nights I was mamish completely by myself. Now, Virginia Beach is just like mad. The sand goes on for like a mile to even get to the water. It's like massive. And it was like pitch dark. And I'm out there and I go into the water. And first of all, there was nowhere else to go mikvah over there. So, you know, they don't have mikvahs in the hotels over there. So Lameisa, I had to go mikvah. I wasn't going to miss a day of mikvah just because I'm on senior trip, you know.
Maybe a couple of the same.
But I don't know. I was by myself, okay? No rumors starting. I was completely by myself. This was 2 in the morning, okay? This was 2 in the morning. Nobody else was there 2 in the morning. You were there 2 in the morning?
No, 12.
Okay, yeah, 12. I don't know from 12. I know from 2. Anyways, Lameisa. But I want you to know. No, but being out there this year specifically, I was out there and it was. I'm just jumping into some waves and just living and being. I'm telling you, it was really beautiful. So beautiful. The water was like perfect temperature. The outside was like a little warmer than the water also. So you came out of the water and it was like, you're warmed. It was incredible. But the most incredible, I was just standing there and I'm looking around and the waves, I'm just hearing the waves and it was complete shalom. It was complete tranquility. It was mamish, like, peace. There was nothing else that was in the world at that moment. Like, nothing else mattered. All that was, and it was just myself and Rabbi Nishalom. And I realized there's something that was so pasha. Like, my life, the way I just think, everywhere I am and everything, I'm just always thinking of, like, how do I connect this to my Avodas Hashem and the Rabbi Nishalom. Like, even Chvestesh, I don't know, one of these big playoff games I saw the highlights when Damian Lillard went off and they lost the game, but he like went crazy and scored 55 points and hit like things that you're not like they only used to hit in the NBA Jam video game. Like he was like turnaround threes to tie the game. I don't know. It was crazy stuff. But all you guys learning actually, you didn't know about any of this? All right, no? Okay, good. I hope not. Lameisa. So next day in Shira, I gave a whole drasha. I gave a half hour on Damian Lillard. Again, I saw 2 minute highlights, but like on what you could take from that, because if you looked at his stats, the game before he went 1 for 10, mamish 1 for 10 in the whole game, 10 points, and then he has 55, and mamish the avod of shavu yipaltad, the calm, the void of giving your all, and I always whatever I want, even if it's something that I'm just like a sports game, I'm trying to connect and seeing what I can learn from it. But here I was out by the water, and at first I'm like thinking about the waves and what that tells me in avodah, and then I stopped and I'm like no, this is just shalom. And you know what a shalom is? It hit me in the deepest way. You know what shalom is? You know what peace is? You know what the ultimate peace is? And mamish peace is so special. It's like you're so chill and calm and simcha. And you know where you get peace? And that's where what I was able to get out there in the water in those nights. Complete hisvatlus tashem. Chavri, you know what that means? Complete hisvatlus tashem. Complete hisvatlus. Meaning, there's nothing else but me and the Rabbi Yishol. And the Rebbe Nishlam is everything in my life. So suddenly, if the Rebbe Nishlam is everything, and the Rebbe Nishlam is watching over me, and the Rebbe Nishlam is taking care of me, and the Rebbe Nishlam created me, and the Rebbe Nishlam is here by my side, and like, so anything's going to bother me, I'm going to have any machlokas and pulling me in my head, and I'm going to even think for a second to run after Taiva or what. Like, no, none of that exists. It's just me and the Rebbe Nishlam, we're chilling, it's good. And it's amazing. And I'm telling you, like, I was out there in the water, and I was just crying of the feeling of shalom. I can't explain. It was just complete hisvatlus. It's just Rabbi Nishlam. You're amazing. I was screaming, Rabbi Nishlam, you're amazing. You guys heard by the tell? You didn't hear. It was too far. You can't hear. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's what we need. Esav is pumfakert. Esav is machlokas. Because then, you know where machlokas stems from? When you matter, and when money matters, and when your taivas matter, and when other things matter, meaning it's not hisvatlus anymore. So you create machlokas keneged shalom. I want just peace. I want chill. I want just Rabbeinu Shalom. And we could all have that. And the Torah tells us that's what we should want it more than anything else. You have Birchas Koyanim. I have the schus to be a Koyan. You get Birchas Koyanim. What's the bracha that Hashem wants you to have? How do we end that bracha? Shalom. Yisra Hashem Panav Elechav Yaseim L'cha Shalom. That's the end. How do we end every single Shemona Esrei? Kind of Torah is an add-on, we know, right? But oh, even though kind of Torah, but first of all, I'm Baruch Zama Yisrael Bashalom, and then Oisa Shalom Bim Ramavu, Yasa Shalom Aleinu, everything is Shalom. That's how we end.
What's the final Mishnah, the final words in all of Mishnah? In Mitzachos Oksin and Gimel Yud Beis. Lo mat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzuk Bracha Ela Shalom. That's how all of Mishnah ends, all of Torah ends. Shalom. So that's what we want more than anything else. Korach is Kineged Shalom. Korach destroys Shalom because Korach is the Korach of Esav. So again, that's what we want. And if you happen to be like in Virginia Beach and it's 2 in the morning, trust me, it's pretty easy to find it. Just go out into the water. You don't have to be scared. Just, you don't have to go so deep if you're not such a good, if you're not a good swimmer. It's dangerous to go deep. Don't go deep. That was one thing I'm thinking. Like, honestly, I did have one thought at the beginning. I'm like, what if like a shark comes and takes me and like no one will ever see me again and that's it? And no one will know. But I got that out of my mind quickly. I figured no shark was coming. But lemaisa, because I stepped on like a jellyfish at one point, I'm like, what's going on? Anyways. Lemaisa. So it's easy to have that shalom and that hisvatlos Hashem when you're only by yourself in the middle of the water of Virginia Beach. But what about daily in our lives? Where are we going to get it from? How are we going to defeat Korach? How are we going to defeat Esav, Soines Yaakov? And that's all the machlokes that we see. And how much machlokes we see Keneged Eretz Yisrael, Keneged Yidden. We see it again, how they hate us. They hate us. Because they have no hisvatlos Hashem. So what can we ensure that we're going to keep this shalom? And many of you understand, you've had this shalom, this peace of mind, this simchas achayim. So there's two ways. And it's all based on Zohar. Hopefully Chedra went to the mikveh today to listen to some Torah from Rav Shimon. I'm going to read you the Zohar, what he says about Korach and where his Korach comes from. Because this is going to be the key to our Korach. To have shalom, to have peace. Korach azul b'machlokes. Korach went and had machlokes. I'm just going to read some of it, not all of this. Uman de boy lafloga tikuna de alma yis avid mikula alman. Someone who wants to go and to bring machlokes and try to destroy the world, you'll be destroyed from the world. Because man de polag al shalom, polag al shema. Kedisha. If you're going to go and you're going to argue on shalom, you're going to destroy shalom, you're destroying Hashem himself. Because Hashem's name, want to begin the Shema Kedisha Shalom Ikre. One of Hashem's name is Shalom. Tachazi, lest Alma come El Al Shalom. The world can't stand without Shalom. Kadbara Kadosh Baruch Hu's Alma Lo Yachal Eskayma Ad Asa V'Shar Les Shalom. The world was created and it couldn't stay until Hashem brought Shalom. Umayhu, what is that Shalom? Listen to what the Zohar says. What is that Shalom? Shabbos. Shabbos Shalom. Shabbos is Shalom. The Yushlama, the love of Tatoi, it's the peace of the upper realm and the lower realm. Ukedein is Kayim Alma, and through it, he gives Kiyamis to the world. Uman de Polgla, yes, Avim Alma. And if you're connected Shabbos, you're connected the world. If you're connected Shabbos, you're connected Shalom. So the Zohar is telling us, first and foremost, Chevra, is that you know what Korach was against? Korach was against Shalom, but he was really against Shabbos. This is what Zohar tells us. So it means if we want, if each and every one of us, if each and every one of us wants shalom in our life, you want peace in your life, first is Shabbos. You know, the Chevra just had the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael and came back recently. And he felt shalom. In Eretz Yisrael, you can feel shalom. Feel peace of mind, oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you come back here, you don't have Kedushas HaMakom here. In certain places you can make it, but you don't have it inherently. But Kedushas HaZman, same Shabbos here. Shabbos Kodesh. Tomorrow night at Shkio, or if you make Tosefes Shabbos, it's Shabbos Kodesh just like Shabbos Yerushalayim. And you can feel it, and you can make it. And that Shabbos is Shalom. Shabbos is Shalom. Shabbos is Shalom with our families. Shabbos is Shalom with ourselves. Shabbos, we're completely free of all the distractions of the world that bring us down. We know that. We believe it. We have to live it. And let that Shabbos have an effect on your whole week. I've shared this before. I have a very close friend whose brother His brother grew up religious. They went to whatever. I don't know if that's high school. I don't want to get into any details what it was. Went to yeshiva in Artsrol, one of the yeshivas that a lot of you guys learned in. And unfortunately, he was not. He came back and slowly fell away from Torah mitzvahs completely. But then he got a job, a very top job in finance, making millions a year, literally millions a year. But he was working like a dog. I'm talking 16 hours a day. Amelis, mamish, amelis. And he decided, I have to start keeping Shabbos. Now, for all the wrong reasons. But you know what he found? And he started keeping Shabbos, and for those 25 hours, he didn't work. And a car would literally bring him to his house like minutes before Shkia, and when Shabbos was ended, there'd be a car waiting to take him into the office to make up for not working. But he says it was the most beautiful thing in the world. You know why? Because those 25 hours, he finally had shalom. He had peace. He had peace. You know, Chevro constantly, especially teenagers, ask all those questions about Shabbos. You know, they want to know, you know, can I watch a game? Now we're in the middle of playoff season now. Hockey and basketball and the Chesnish, right? Can I watch the big game on, I don't know if this probably most little Shabbos, there's always a big game on. Can I watch the game? Why is it Osir, Rebbe? Why is it Osir? What's Osir? I'll leave it on from before Shabbos. I have my housekeeper turn it on. I put it on a Shabbos clock. My TV has Shabbos mode. You know, I don't know what. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. What's the answer? What's Osir? What's Osir? I keep my lights on Shabbos. There are Shabbos clock. My air conditioner's on a Shabbos clock. Then, what's wrong with swimming on Shabbos? Why can't I swim? I'm not going to build a raft, Rebbe. I'm not going to build a raft. Don't worry. First of all, that's all fabricated. That's for in a lake. Our pools, halalacha, that's not even the reason at all, by the way. But I'm not going to get into halalacha here and swimming on Shabbos right now for another time. What's wrong? What's this, sir? I'll go skinny dipping. I don't have to worry about schita. Don't worry. What's wrong? You have new bathing suits. They absorb nothing. You don't have to worry about schita. You know, right? I'm sure they have dry fit bathing suits. They must have dry fit bathing suits that don't absorb anything. No schita. What could be the issue? I won't even use a towel. I'll lay and dry after, right? Sun dry. What's the problem? What's the problem? And then even more simple things. It's a lot of nichshol, you know. I have a big test. Can I study on Shabbos? Why can't I study on Shabbos? I'm sitting. I'm reading a book. I'm reading Chesnish biology. I'm reading history. I'm reading. Even can one read a newspaper on Shabbos? Is there anything wrong with reading a newspaper on Shabbos? I want to read the sports. What happened last night? I didn't watch the game. I didn't want to read about it. I'm not even saying any of the examples I just gave were Asr. I'm not going into Allah. Now, if you want to ask me Allah, you could ask me later. Let me tell you something. If you do any of those things, you know what happens? You destroy the shalom of Shabbos. And you have nothing. You think you have shalom when you're opening the newspaper and seeing all the crazy immorality going on in the world and all the crazy mamish machloikis of the world. So what happens? That enters into your heart, enters into your brain. And that's what you're thinking about. And suddenly, your shalom of Shabbos is uprooted. Your shalom of Shabbos is uprooted. You're watching the game, and you're into the game. And that's where your mind is, that's where your heart is. And that's where you're pulled into. Your shalom of Shabbos, gone. Gone. When you're involved in the whole avodah of Shabbos, is disconnect from that outside world that causes machloikis in your mind and your heart. And to be one with yourself, and one with your family, and one with Hashem, and one with Shalom. And Korach, therefore, when he was connected, Shalom was connected to Shabbos. However, you know how you could be strong all summer long, all Tammuz, all Av, your whole life, Shabbos Kodesh. I had this chus earlier today to meet with the Chassan and Kala, with Moshe Yona and Rachel. Very special. Chasen and Kal, Chos Bez Hashem, the Chasen a little over a week. And all the Chevra, Moshe and Mordechai, and Yitzchak Natanel, and Shmuel, we already met with Risa, so you know as well. Every time I meet with a Chasen and Kal, when I talk about the ruchnius, the relationship with Hashem, I talk about only one thing: making Shabbos special, making Shabbos Kodesh special. That's where the kedusha of your bias is going to come from. That's where your shalom of your life comes from. The peace of your life, the peace of mind, the peace of heart. Make Shabbos Kodesh. That's number one. So you're coming on Bez Hashem, especially the Chevra just got back from Eretz Yisrael. You have your first Shabbos, some of you in America. Make it Kodesh. You could daven longer. Don't worry about how long your father davens. Daven long. Sit and learn. Give over Divrei Torah at the table. Sing Zmiras at the table. Oh, before you left, they didn't sing Zmiras at the table? Now you sing Zmiras at the table. And bring it. They'll love it. Don't worry. And if they don't love it, they leave. So you do it. Don't worry. You don't make anyone else do anything else. But you make Shabbos shalom. And keep it. And be involved in only that which brings shalom. Disconnect from the world. Disconnect from all that brings us to a place of machlokes in our minds, in our hearts, in our lives. There's one other avodah, and the Zohar continues. There's one other shalom in our world, in our life. There's one other thing that brings us shalom. There's one other thing, and that's what Korach was connected as well. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm continuing in the Zohar. I skipped a little where he just brings a proof about Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Ksiv, Shalom Rav lo'ayave sarasecha, an abundance of peace to those who love Torah. Araisa hu shalom. Torah brings shalom. Dechsev chol nisivastel shalom. All your pathways of Torah is shalom. Vekorach asul afgama shalom de'elvet atah. Korach came to destroy the shalom of the upper and lower realm. Begin kach is anishim elvet atah. That's why he was destroyed from the upper and lower realm. He came keneged Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is Moshe emes v'sorasa emes. And that's what the Yerushalmi tells us in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. Because what did Korach say? Korach says, after there's all the famous questions about Tal Shkul Tcheles and a Bayis Mole Sifrei Torah Svarim, right? So then at the end, what do you say? But after Moshe answers very calmly all his shailas, Moshe's awesome. You know, he just calmly tells him the answers. No, you need a still mezuzah. No, you still need Tcheles at the end. And he brings the proofs. Ba'os Hashem, our Korach, ain Torah min Hashemayim, v'lo Moshe Navi, v'lo Aaron Kohen Gadol. It's keneged Torah. He's keneged Torah. He's keneged Shalom. Torah, emes. I'll tell you. During the again, what do I have in my life for Shalom? Because we all need Shalom, and I deal with a lot of people's lives. And sometimes the situations are mamish heart-wrenching. And you be strong. You're strong for people and you try to guide and be. But, you know, there are times when people come to talk to me about things in their lives and things with a young couple or whatever the situation might be. And I'll be there for them and they leave and I just break down crying. It's very hard. You know, people, there's real things going on in this world. You know, we get real things. People have real nisyonos. They're hard to understand. So I need to get back to a place of shalom. You know, there are times when I got to get back to a place of shalom. You know where, so, if I'm in Virginia Beach, I could go at 2 in the morning to the water and I'll be good to go. But I only go to Virginia Beach once a year. I slept in that hotel probably after my own bed, maybe more times in that bed, that hotel than anywhere else. I don't know. You know? Anyways, so Shabbos, I have Shabbos. Every week I look forward to Shabbos for that shalom. And we all know it, right? We all know it. What about during the week? During the week we have Torah. I'm mamish. Obviously, we all try to learn as much as we can, but when I feel that struggle, when I feel that I need shalom, I'm actually run to sit and just learn something. And it's a game changer. It's a game changer. You just fall into the Torah. Because the Torah, you're with Hashem again. You're with the Chachma of Hashem. You're with Hashem. The Torah brings shalom, and the Torah can bring us shalom. The Torah can bring you shalom. And that's where we have to run. And that's what we have to make sure, Chevra, we're coming upon the summer, and we said we don't have that same structure. Every person, every one of us has to be kovei itim l'toira. Whatever that means, every one of us is a different amount. Whether it's an hour, whether it's 2 hours, whether it's 3 hours, whether it's 30 minutes, whether it's 10 minutes, whether it's 5 minutes, I don't know, whatever you do. Kovei itim l'toira brings a different shalom in your life. A different feeling of peace, of tranquility. Because by the way, it's one and the same. Just like I was explaining that the nights in Virginia Beach in the water was this feeling of mizvatlus, just complete peace because it was mizvatl, just Rabbeinu Shalom. Shabbos is just Rabbeinu Shalom. Nothing else can exist. That's why I shouldn't look at a newspaper. And I shouldn't watch the game. I shouldn't, it's just nothing. I'm just one with Hashem, so Shalom. And when you're in the Torah, you're in Chochma Elokis and nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Hey, Chaim's holding Metallica a little bit. No, before your time. Anyways, surely you know what I'm saying. Nothing else matters. Because nothing, right? On the Black Album, their last good album. After that, they went downhill. For another time. Anyways, Lemaisa. Lemaisa. Torah is that is vadless. You know what's incredible? You know who embodied both the Shabbos and Torah? Yaakov Avinu. Shabbos Kodesh, the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amar Yechidim Shomer Yosi, call him Anig as a Shabbos, Nois Loi Nachlo B'li Mitzarim. If you have pleasure on Shabbos, you enjoy Shabbos, you live Shabbos, you know that it's crazy, Nachlo B'li Mitzarim, no bounds. Some inheritance with no bounds. Who's Nachla? Why? In the he quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, which is Nachla's Yaakov Avicha, and he shows through Pesukim that Avram was given certain Nachla and Yitzchak, but Yaakov was a parasta, Yom became the son of an Egba. It's good, good for Chabadniks with the parasta, right? Yaakov Avinu is Shabbos. Yaakov Avinu is Nachla of Shabbos. The Gemara tells us. That's why Yaakov is Gematria 182, which is exactly 7 times Shem Havaya, 7 times 26. Because the 7th day is Shabbos. So Yaakov is 7 times 26. If you look, by the way, tomorrow we're going to say tomorrow night, Mizmashir Liyom HaShabbos, Mizmashir Vav Tov Lodas Lashem, and you'll find, read, how many times Shem Havaya? 7 times. 7 times Havaya, Shabbos. So Yaakov Avinu is Shabbos. Yaakov Avinu, we know, is Torah. Is Ish Tam Yoshev Alim. Oil Shal Shem, Oil Shal Aver. Vayishkav B'mokom Ahu. Vayishkav B'mokom Ahu. The Yaakov Avinu, the Rashi tells us, when he got to that Mokom, he slept. And Harabayas, for 14 years, Shem Aver didn't sleep. He just sat and learned Torah. Amel's B'Torah like nobody in all of history. He was Torah, he's Amud HaTorah. The Zohar says Avram was Amud Chesed. There's Torah Avodah Gmil Chesedim, the three Amudim of the world. Avram was Chesed, Yitzchak was Avodah, Yaakov is Torah. So Yaakov is Shabbos, Yaakov is Torah. That's why Rashi, the beginning of Parsha, we know. But how's the Parsha begin? How's the Parsha begin? Famous Rashi, Chevra. Vayikach Korach, nu. Ben, no, come on, nobody's about Kori, nobody did Naimikri yet. Vayiga Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi stops. Doesn't go. Why? It's giving your whole lineage and it stops before Yaakov. Because Yaakov wanted no part. Velo Hisker ben Yaakov, Shabikish Rachim, Atmos, Shalisker, Shemo, Amachlokosim. Yaakov wanted no part. But now we understand it deeper. You know why Yaakov wanted no part? Because the whole Machlokos was connected Shabbos and connected Torah. And Yaakov is Amar HaTorah and Amar HaShabbos. So of course it's going to stop before Yaakov. He's not going to associate with Yaakov. Incredible. But listen to this, Chavra. You ready? It goes one step further. This is our schus as a Yid. You know how incredible it is to be a Yid? You know, I'll tell you, MS. And I want to say this right, because I'm not one on any level. I happen to love all people. And I'm not, I really mamish love all people. And I have people that I'm friends with that are from the Umas Ha'olam and are wonderful, beautiful people. And I don't, chas v'shalom, look down on anybody. It's not who I am. That's not what I believe we should be. We should be an Arla Goyim, obviously, in every way. And I have respect for the Umas Ha'olam. Obviously, there are bad ones out there. I'm not talking about the ones that are mamish lower than low. I'm talking about, good people. I'm not... That being said, Emes. You know, this trip, so usually, you know, in our world where we are, a lot of us, depending on, we don't interact much with the Umas Olam often. We're just in our little shtetls, you know. So this trip, you know, it's an eye-opener when you get out into the world a little bit more in the Chvesnes, you're in Busch Gardens or wherever it is, and you're the miyut, shebe miyut, you know. And I'll tell you what I feel. I feel on one hand the biggest chus in the world to be a yid. It's like the biggest chus in the world to be a ben melech. And I just feel bad for them that you don't have this chus to be a yid. And I just feel bad for them. I still could love them and respect them, but I feel bad that you don't have this chus to be a yid. And you know what you don't have? You don't have Shabbos. And you don't have Torah. So of course there's so much machlokas in the world. And of course if you open up a newspaper, all that you see is disgustingness and machlokas and people unhappy with themselves and therefore unhappy with the world. Because they don't have Shabbos and they don't have Torah. And you know what? Hashem, whatever reason, none of us, doesn't even want them to have Shabbos of Torah. And that's why very famously, everybody knows the famous Gemara Baba Basra. Everybody knows, I'm sorry, in Sanhedrin. The famous, everybody knows that a goy, everybody knows that. But turn the page. That's on Nun Ches and Mabez. You go to Nun Testament Aleph, or if you have a Shoysik Be Torah, Chayav Misa. Ever heard that Chazal before? So you see, it's much one and the same. It's amazing. The two things, Umas Oilam, that they can't do. They're Chayav Misa if they keep Shabbos. They're Chayav Misa if they learn Torah. If they're Oysik Be Torah. Amazing. It's crazy. Hashem basically said, I don't want you to have Shalom. You know what it is? I don't want to look at it like that. Forget about that. We don't need to analyze and but feel what a schus it is that we have Shabbos. What a schus it is that we have Torah. What a schus. And realize that I could have shalom in my life every moment. I could have tranquility. I could have peace with myself and therefore peace with the world. Through Shabbos and through Torah. Korach brought machloikas. He tried to destroy that. Our avoidas to bring shalom back. And through that shalom back, we'll be strong all summer and all time as chevra. Rebbe Shabbos. But I'll tell you, Adikim, I'll tell you something very special. The Eibishter brought me a matana. Ah, yes, you're a tzaddik. The Eibishter brought me a very special matana. The Eibishter brought me a very, very special matana. If you take the gematria, if you take the gematria of Hamachloikes Korach Ve'edoso, this is one of those. I'm telling you, this was 30 seconds. It's all just matano. The Eibishter is so good. Hamachloikes Korach Ve'edoso is gematria 1,383. Exactly gematria, because we want to uproot that, right? The machlekes of Korach Ve'edoso was keneged Shabbos, keneged Torah, keneged Shalom. I want just peace. I want to be one with Hashem. I want this spotless. And we could all have it. Hamachlekes Korach Ve'edoso 1,383. Exactly gematria. Soid Shabbos Torah. The soid, the secret, the depth of Shabbos and Torah. If you take gematria soid Shabbos Torah, exactly is what's keneged Hamachlekes Korach Ve'edoso. You can't make it up. Ah, so sweet, Torah. Chaver, all of us, that's all we want in this world. Chaver, you want it. We all want shalom. We want peace. We want to be one with ourselves. So we have the recipe. Korach went against it. Make Shabbos Kodesh Kedoshim in your life. Make Torah Kodesh Kedoshim in your life. And that's how we'll take Tamas from the dull, from the lowest place, and lift it up. You know, we said, Bez Hashem, Baruch Matzei Shabbos, this is your site. I just want to read you a few lines from this book. If you haven't read this book, then something's wrong with you. But because it will change your life, this one I have, so it wasn't like this. But it's by Joseph Felushkin about the Rebbe, and it's just like page after page that will lift you up to different places, and well worth reading. Sometimes that's good. See, that's one of the things. In the summer, you know, we don't have the same structure as yeshiva, so we have to be kovei to mitzvot, but we also sometimes have a little bit more time on our hands to dabble into other things that we don't have time during the year. This is the great time. Pick it up tomorrow. It's a big one. You're not going to finish this one this Shabbos, but you'll, you know. It's a big sefer. It's a very special sefer. And just to read you a few lines, it's very kedai for the days coming up. The saddest day in the Jewish calendar is Tisha B'Av, the fast day that commemorates the day on which both temples were destroyed. Most Jews, when mentioning Tisha B'Av, to the less knowledgeable Jews or to non-Jews, almost reflectively remark that it's the saddest day in the Jewish calendar. I was therefore taken aback to see a letter that soon-to-be-married Menachem Mendel Schneerson wrote to his future mother-in-law, Rebbe Sin Nechama Dina, a few months before the wedding, in which he dated the letter, Erev Tisha B'Av, the birthday of the righteous Mashiach. While there is a medrash that teaches that Mashiach will be born in Tisha B'Av, one rarely hears another try to mitigate the sadness of the day by mentioning this teaching when referring to the upcoming fast day. The way that the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zeichas Adikas Bracha referred to Mashiach, to Tisha B'Av, wasn't day of Churban, wasn't day of sitting on the floor, Tisha B'Av, the day that Mashiach's birthday will be. You know what? That's a person who takes dull that's lowly and turns it into Ramimcha Hashem Kidilisani. That someone who understands our avodah is not to fall into the sorrow of difficulty, but lift ourselves up through the trials and tribulations of life. Bez Hashem Baruch Hu should be zoicha. As we prepare for the summer and for Tammuz, on the Heilige Rosh Chodesh Tammuz tonight, zoicha to have a Heilige summer of growth, to have a summer of kedusha, a summer of shalom, a life of shalom, a shalom where I'm shalom with myself, through the Vatlas, with the Rebbeinu Shalom, through a tremendous kesher with Torah, a tremendous kesher with Shabbos. You'll see then we'll be zoicha, not just the shalom in our lives, but the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, which is the Yom Shekulo Shalom, with Mashiach Zakeinu, with Gula Shleima, b'meira b'yameinu.